This is a Fox News alert signed into law. I'm Lee Silasera. With Senators Joe Manchin and Chuck Schumer present, President Biden has signed the Inflation Reduction Act.
President Biden cast a legislative accomplishment as part of his midterm message.
In this historic moment, Democrats sided with the American people, and every single Republican in the Congress sided with the special interest in this vote.
The law caps prescription drug prices for Medicare recipients, allows Medicare to negotiate drug prices, extends health insurance subsidies, and spends nearly $400 billion on climate initiatives.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General has refused congressional requests for documents and staff testimony about the erasure of Secret Service communications related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Top Democrats are now accusing him of obstructing their investigation. One of the most watched House races in the country to be decided tonight.
GOP Representative Liz Cheney has fought an uphill battle for her at-large House seat. Wyoming voters will decide tonight between her and several Republicans, including Harriet Hageman, who is being backed by former President Trump. Win or lose, there is speculation this race could serve as a springboard to greater aspirations for Cheney. Also in Wyoming, Republican Governor Mark Gordon is being primaried as he seeks a second term in office. Wyoming is one of five states that do not have a lieutenant governor to elect.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. In Alaska, there's a special election to fill the congressional seat of Don Young, with former Governor Sarah Palin vying for that seat. There's also a primary for the Senate seat currently held by Republican Lisa Murkowski. Wall Street, after another bumpy day, stocks ended mostly higher. The Dow plus 239, the Nasdaq lost 25. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The FBI says it's recovered nearly a dozen child victims of sex trafficking as part of a nationwide operation.
FBI Denver Special Agent in Charge Michael Snyder going over the details of Operation Cross Country, a national intelligence-driven FBI initiative focused on identifying child victims of sex trafficking.
During the operation, FBI Denver and our partners recovered and provided services to 11 child victims of sexual exploitation. In addition, 27 missing or endangered children were located, and we were able to provide services to 15 of them.
Saying 11 adult victims were recovered and six traffickers were identified. Officials say the average age of victims recovered was 13, adding approximately 700 minors have been recovered since the task force's 2012 inception. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Arizona and Nevada will be getting less water from the Colorado River, the announcement from federal officials, even as levels at Lake Mead continue to decline. The NBA decides to not schedule games during the upcoming midterm elections.
The NBA schedule will be blank Tuesday, November 8th for this year's midterm elections. No games. All 30 NBA teams will play the day before. The NBA says the scheduling decision came out of the NBA family's focus on promoting nonpartisan civic engagement and encouraging fans to make a plan to vote during midterm elections. As we witnessed before the 2020 presidential election, the NBA was a prominent voice in the sports world that encouraged people to vote. The entire NBA schedule for the coming season will get released Wednesday afternoon. Jared Max, Fox News.
After several arrests and behavior described as erratic, DC Films Flash actor Ezra Miller said they have begun treatment for mental health issues. Miller, who identifies as non-binary, issued a statement late yesterday. He's due to appear in court next month after being cited for burglary in Vermont. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.